I'm going to get things started here by introducing our first two speakers who are veterans of this conference. And as is our custom at Cavazos, starting off with the licensing talk this morning, it's kind of like this is like half the Beatles coming back, right? And it used to be the Ed and Keith thing, and so here they are back in action. Ed, neither one really needs any introduction, but Ed Cavazos is the managing partner here in Austin of the Austin office of Pillsbury with Winthrop Shaw and Pittman. He is a technology lawyer veteran, specializing also in IP matters, handles both transactional matters and litigation involving various internet-related or IP-related issues and claims. He has written and published in the topic of technology and computer law generally, and serves as an adjunct at the University of Texas, where he has for a number of years currently teaching the law, and he's currently teaching the law of software, video games, and interactive business. And then Keith Witek. Keith has worked in all aspects of technology, beginning with a stint as, he'd have to tell you better than me, but he's an inventor. He worked for Motorola, working on a number of different things. Currently, he is the chief operating officer of TensTorrent here in Austin, Texas. Previous to that, he worked with companies such as Google, SiFive, Tesla, AMD, and has also worked in private practice here in Austin. And lengthy bio, which you can review in more detail if you like, but I'm going to let them speak and get off the podium.
There's no way to move this over, right? One of us should stand. Oh, we can? Great. Okay, good.
Nice to be up here again with you. Yeah, a little bit. Remember our first talk on the IP complexities around buggy whips and steam engines?
That may have been, actually may be accurate. thanks, everyone, for having us again. This licensing update talk is traditionally the first session. I think it's been for a while now, and we tend to use it to focus in on kind of new developments either in the case law, which we'll do a little bit of today, but also when there's a technological development that happens that raises kind of unique and interesting licensing and transactional issues. We like to use this opportunity to dig in on that, and no surprise, the big disruptive technology that is posing all kinds of issues is AI, and so we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive into particularly the licensing and IP-like issues in the AI arena, more so than kind of some of the other stuff, ethics and bias and all of those types of things that I know lots of folks are also talking about. But I think there's some really fascinating things happening with regard to how AI, the new AI business models and AI technology is stretching licensing law, and we'll dig in particular to the issues related to ingestion and some output issues. And then at the second part of the talk, Keith has kind of taken a really macro view of the AI ecosystem technologically, and I think you'll enjoy hearing that discussion and all of the various issues that can arise along the way of the AI ecosystem and kind of moving from raw data to AI output. So that's what we're going to do. And so we'll buckle in here and see if I can get it to go. So quickly, you know, when we talk about AI, obviously AI has been around for a long time, but what has raised a lot of these particular issues that we're going to talk about is generative AI. And AI generally, you know, is this idea that computers simulate human knowledge, and we've had various types of AI for a while, but this new generative AI thing is a special type that basically ingests large amounts of data, very large amounts of data, traditionally impossible to ingest for various reasons, and then analyzes that data in such a way that when you interact with it, it can use probabilistic analysis based on what it's seen to guess what would make sense in a response, okay? So If you imagine that it gets an article from the web and ingests that article, it looks at the statistical nature of the article. What words came in what order?